As we hinted, agencies have 6 months to come up with a plan for how they would reorganize themselves. Under the new executive order from President Donald Trump, those plans should take into account five broad factors to reduce inefficiencies and duplication. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me with the scope of that new executive order. Jason, you were the first to discover that this was coming, and then you were the first to get it in your hot little hands when it came out yesterday. And so tell us about what's going on. What are these broad factors?
Right. Now, what the administration is trying to do is say, hey, agencies, look at yourself. Take a big step back and look at yourself. And the five factors are really interesting. And we've in the draft executive order that you referenced from February, a lot of them are very similar. But let me go through them real quick, Tom. One is they're asking agencies to say, can this program or function be done better by someone in the federal government already? Can it be done better by the state or local government or even the private sector through what they call free enterprise, which we'll call, you know, strategic outsourcing or A76 competition or competitive sourcing, however you want to call it. They're saying, okay, if there's functions that an agency or component are redundant with others, what are they? Look at those. They're asking about administrative capabilities, so we'll call those shared services. Could they be done by somebody else? You know, HR, financial management, procurement, even IT to a certain extent. They're also looking at other things, Tom, like continuing to operate the agency for justified for public benefits. Do they have public benefits? Does it make sense to continue with this, you know, mission area? Has it been worn out? Maybe it's no longer needed as much as it once was. And then what's the cost? And I think this is key here. What's the cost of shutting down and or merging agencies, components, programs, including the cost of affected staff? And I think that's also important that they actually pointed out the staff. What would it do to the staff? Layoffs or transfers or whatever it is. So, Tom, I think those five factors are pretty broad, but they're also giving agencies a real clear road path of what to look at. And I would imagine, as my guess, that OMB will be putting out some sort of implementation guidance as well.
I guess the question is then they're really asking federal agencies and federal employees to sunset themselves in some cases.
Well, at least consider, okay, what are we doing today and do we need to do it tomorrow? Because just because we've done it for 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 years or more, is it still needed or could it be done better somewhere else? This is not unusual. I mean, listen, you know, former administrations, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama administrations, asked very similar questions. And they found, you know, cases of duplication. But Tom, as you know, and as well I know, and our audience knows, there's a lot of politics that comes into play. Hey, that's the pet project of this senator, or hey, this happens to be in the district of that congressman or woman. And I think that plays into this more than just, hey, is this inefficient or is this duplicative? And I think that's really the big hurdle that this administration, like all others, will have to overcome.
And you had reported on the draft about a month ago in February. And is there any difference that you noticed between when the draft was kind of circulated and what they came up with for the final order just a day ago?
You know, Tom, I did not find too many differences. I think, you know, the real general part that I had gotten a hold of, which were these broad factors, really are mainly the same. And again, maybe they wordsmithed a little bit, but generally speaking, you know, when back in February when we first saw that the draft order was being circulated, this is very similar. And again, I'll go back to what you know, President Obama did and President George W. Bush did with their ideas for this reorganization. It's they're all looking at the same thing. Can we be more efficient? Can we be better?
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, what are the timelines here? Because there's 180 days to come up with recommendations. When do you think agencies could actually see real changes?
Yeah, I think it's a full year before I think agencies will really start seeing anything coming out. So, right, Tom, they have 180 days to submit their plan to the Office of Management and Budget. Then OMB will put out those plans in the Federal Register for public comment. And then 180 days after the public comment period closes, which could be 45 days or 60 days, then OMB Director Mick Mulvaney will submit a plan to the president, who then will decide how to submit it to Congress, whether there's some legislative changes that are needed or, Tom, even just policy and regulatory changes. But so we're talking about at least a year, if not, you know, 18 months until anything really changes for federal employees and contractors. But still, I think the process of going through this and taking a step back and looking, having agencies look at themselves in maybe a new way or the same old way, but in today's way, I think will be part of that effort. And I think that's when you'll see agencies start to really say, okay, what decisions do we need to make today? And what opportunities can we do without OMB or the White House or Congress?
And you mentioned some of the earlier efforts. I think the Clinton administration, it was called the National Performance Review, still in the memories of many people working for the federal government. This is something they all tend to do, to say, we're going to take a fresh look at the government. Do you see any major differences this time that could make this one go further than some of the earlier efforts?
The one major difference I would say is when the President Obama, when his effort started, he was very specific. We're going to look at, you know, specific agencies like commerce, or why do we have one people work looking at salmon as they're swimming upstream and another people look at salmon as they're swimming downstream. That was a very popular example that he talked about, how many people, you know, kind of regulate salmon. He was very specific about where he thought that the changes could be made. What the Trump administration is doing is stepping back, saying, okay, agencies, you look at yourselves and you tell us where you think you have duplication, redundancies, inefficiencies, and the like. And I think that that's the biggest difference. The President Obama also looked at, asked Congress for that reorganization authority that President Reagan had, that all those presidents before President Reagan had as well, that went away in 1984. So I think, you know, we have not heard if this administration will ask Congress for that same reorganization authority, but I would imagine it could happen.
And the other issue is, do they have the management at the political level in place yet to drive this? I mean, they might have a secretary, but that deputy secretary for management, whatever it might be, those don't seem to be in place widely yet. So this is a matter now for the career workforce to take up on its own largely.
Tom, that's a great point. I think part of the challenge here is over the next 180 days is who's going to be making decisions, and do all those decisions then go up to the political leadership, which, as you said, could be a secretary, a chief of staff, and how much do they really know about the agency? And if they don't really know a lot about the agency, are those decisions, are they going to listen to the career staff, or are they going to say, well, you know, this widget no longer is needed, so get rid of it? And then the career staff could be like, well, here's the history of that widget, and here's all the reasons why we need that widget. I mean, those are the things we don't know about. But you're right, Tom, not having some of those political leaderships in place, and even those people like, let's just take Elaine Duke, who's going through the confirmation process now to be Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. She has experience in the government, so she would be able to, one of those people who could say, here's how we could get around that challenge, or here's my understanding of this redundant, this potentially redundant program and how it could work. You don't have a lot of people like that in place yet. So I'd be interested to see if over the next, couple months, 2-3 months, the Trump administration really makes an effort to get some of those other political leaders in place at some of the lower levels, deputy secretaries, as you said, Tom, assistant secretaries for management, and of course, CFOs. They're going to play a huge role. Money, money, money.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
And be sure to check out Jason's very thorough story about this executive order now online at federalnewsradio.com.